My name is Hillary Lindsay. I'm an editor with the Dominion Newspaper Cooperative. I'm also the coordinator of the Halifax Media Co-op here in Halifax.
So the Dominion has been around since like about 2003?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's it operates as a collective?
Yeah, it's a co-op.
Okay.
It's a multi-stakeholder co-op, which means that editors, readers, and writers can all be members of the co-op. And so our kind of tagline is own your media, and we really want to kind of change the way the kind of content that you generally see in the media, but also change the structure of how media organizations work, and being accountable to people who depend on the media, being the readers, writers, the people who work for the media and the people who depend on the media to inform, the decisions that they make in their lives. So, it's a co-op, and it's been around since 2003. And just last year, we started opening up locals. We have now one in Vancouver, and we also have the Halifax Media Co-op, where websites that are creating kind of local content, and some of that local content is being lifted to the Dominion website and to the mm-hmm. Dominion newspaper. Depending on national relevance, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Vancouver Media Co-op, if people want to check it out, vancouver.mediacoop.ca, there's tons of coverage of Olympics stuff and what's happening in Vancouver.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of people interested in.
Yeah.
In getting content up there. Mm-hmm. So, who makes the decisions in a media co-op like that?
Well, there's an editorial collective, those of us who are involved with the Dominion day-to-day, and we make generally the day-to-day decisions, and then we also have a board of directors, which includes editor members and a representative of the reader members as well as the writer members. And so at the AGM, all members of the co-op can, have the opportunity to vote and, to have a say in how the Dominion, the Dominion's budget and bylaws and stuff like that. So that's one of the advantages of a co-op, is it really is a democratic organization where if you're a member, you have a right to vote and can have a say in how the co-op is run and the direction of your media in this case.
Yeah. And you guys are not relying, the Dominion doesn't rely on specific funders, say. It's
no.
It's more of a, it's like
no,
spread
don't.
Across many, many people.
Yeah, we're, our funding model is based on sustainers who are members who give a certain amount every month, like an average of $10 or $20 a month. And that has been an amazing model for us. I think we started promoting getting people to sign on as sustainers 2 or 3 years ago. And it's been an incredible shift for us. We still do rely on grants and individual donations to a certain extent, but it's given us a certain kind of dependable income every month and allowed us to focus on journalism rather than focusing on fundraising and grant applications, etc. So it's a really sustainable, solid source. And because it is spread out over many people, it's... there's much more kind of security in that your funding can't be pulled based on one article that someone
mm-hmm.
doesn't like.
Right. One person pulls their funding, it's $10 a month.
Exactly.
It would take 50 people pulling it for it to be, it's like a huge hit. Interesting stuff. Are the Dominion and Halifax Media Co-op, are they what people, like the mainstream media is using the term citizen journalism now. You hear that discussed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is it citizen journalism or is it different?
I don't know. I don't exactly know the definition of citizen journalism.
I think probably no one does,
which
is part of the problem. Yeah, it's just like sort of a catchphrase that gets put out there now. And it's like, well, what is this in art?
I think it's a bit of a mix. The Halifax Media Co-op website is set up so that anyone can post a blog or photo essay or article to the website. It takes one of the people who are part of the kind of editorial collective to feature that. So although it will be visible, it won't necessarily be featured on the website. So we do kind of monitor the website that way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the articles that do go up on the Halifax Media Co-op have been through an editing process. We are, and specifically the articles that we pay for. And so In that case, you're getting someone with experience in journalism editing the article, you know, looking for, you know, facts or whatever, you know, how can you back this up, da 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 da. So certainly that's happening with Halifax Media Co-op, and it happens with all articles that go up on the Dominion website. So I wouldn't call it citizen journalism, although we don't require any formal journalistic experience to write an article. If someone is in a position to write an article that we think is important and is able to do the interviews, etc., then we're willing to work with them to make that happen. So you don't have to be a professional journalist to write for the Dominion. So I think it's a pretty powerful combination of the two things. Because personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with citizen journalism, although it is a term that some people in the mainstream media kind of throw around in a not so nice way.
Yeah, it seems to be undetermined as whether it's a good thing or a bad thing right now. But it has to be either good or bad, right?
Yeah, right.
we'll get to that maybe next year. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Hillary.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hillary Lindsay of the Dominion News Cooperative, interviewed by Erica Butler on CKDU News in Halifax.